Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
So why are we all implicit in making more crap on our planet? And how can we be part of the change? In my past, I've been a reporter, and I know the pressure of a deadline. And I later learned the value of publicly committing yourself to do something that you might otherwise slack off on. So your fun-loving podcaster hauled herself out of bed to drop this share on why we're all implicit in making more crap on our finite planet. And lucky for me, my kindred friend Sass Brown had dropped a post that led me to a Wall Street International article on the designer Marina Spadafora, a name that rang a distant bell in my bleary head. And over my first coffee, I watched Marina's TEDx Lake Como presentation on consumer power. And I diverted my copy focus to drop the link into my Gooder Goods Facebook so I could push out her articulate presentation quicker than I could land my podcast. Check out Marina shares how once we accept our complicity, consumers hold the trump card of excessive consumption. And if you can't wait, the answer's in your wallet. We each have purchasing power. We have a choice, and collectively, we can create change. So my rich life on an off-piste trail missed my self-imposed deadline, and this podcast got delayed. And I hope that you followed Gooder Goods on Facebook and saw Marina's talk. Money can drive our actions, but making personal commitments for we goals can get us back on track. Gooder to be late rather than giving up in shame that we're not perfect. So if you've listened to previous Gooder Good podcasts, recall the Sharmer shift from ego to eco, and getting to the we place instead of the divisive us and them is super important to understanding that wherever you fit in the purchasing system, and we all do, you have a choice to be part of the shift or on the condoning side of supporting old ways that are no longer sustainable. And because this podcast comes from a rogue reporter, today's shout out is to Shaquille Choudhury's new book, Us and Them, Deep Diversity, launched this week in Toronto. I'll drop the link on the Gooder Good Twitter, and if you're on the West Coast, the Vancouver launch is October the 20th. You can get a synopsis of this important book and see the Toronto and New York launches at his site. Recalling back to my sustainability course, my prof landed a hard truth. Even if we buy less, we are still adding new stuff onto a limited space. So conscious consumption acknowledges that each purchase has implications. The big question is, can we afford to continue to be guided by corporations' goals that persuade us to keep buying more cheap stuff in our ever-busy, crowded lives, and deluding ourselves that our contributions don't matter? But they do, especially when they harm people and planet. It's harder to keep the bigger picture in mind while focused on living a busy life. So most of us won't stop buying stuff outright, but Gooder Good encourages mindfulness to create change for the greater good with steps for thoughtful choices. Be the change you wish to see, said Gandhi. Working in the field of making more stuff, I love the latest creation and craft of fashion, but I wish that businesses would stop making more crap in an economy that exceeded supply and demand. In the 1930s, women might have 9 outfits. By the time that George W. Bush told citizens to be patriotic and shop to boost their economy, storage unit rentals to hold excess stuff exceeded space to shelter the homeless. Clothing and shelter are fundamental human necessities, but marketing for profit has created a false sense of need. And even before we had container ships full of clothing landing on our shores, fashion created excess that often ended up in dumpsters because write-offs helped the bottom line. And as I had begun to shift from ego to eco, my path led me to Windfall, a charity that procured donated new clothes from business and redistributed them to local social agencies. My time on the board of Windfall taught me that new clothes did matter, and founders Joan Clayton and Ina Andres found an innovative solution to address 2 social needs: keeping usable goods from landfill and diverting industry's excess to give new confidence to people who needed the boost to change their life. Some had fled situations with only the clothes on their back, and many could get secondhand, but like regular consumers, new clothing matters, and it can be a matter of life or death or simply the start of a new life. Think about how it feels when you put on a new outfit. Close your eyes and imagine looking at yourself in the mirror, and you can't help smiling. And see how you feel taller and create a stronger presence. I honor my time at Windfall and gained understanding that hard choices, like fleeing to a shelter, are necessary, and why outside the dumpster, innovative thinking can create positive change. But thinking is not the same as animating change. I've spent a lot of time thinking and researching what my forecaster saw emerging so many years ago, and why my message to business was rebuffed. And when they bluntly told me that consumers are only interested in cheaper prices and didn't care, I had to ask myself, was I simply an idealist? And was I wrong when I didn't have the market who needed me? Back then, I simply wished that my beloved apparel industry would face this big change and survive. But until I realized that I have to be the change and stop talking and just do, it will just stay a thought bubble. And as much as I may have sounded like an angry David Suzuki or didn't want to write a peer-reviewed, dusty academic paper, it took me a long time to find my voice and podcast. That emerging consumer has now grown in ranks. Chitra Anand, head of public relations at Microsoft Canada, shared at a Frameworks Take Back Your Tech launch for social enterprises that 1/3 of consumers will make healthier choices. And that doesn't have to be just food. What we put on our backs is just as important as what we put inside. Repeat call out to Marina's podcast and see why. Good or Good Podcasts hope to build an online community by sharing good stories and actionable steps that encourage thinking differently to animate positive change. My Gooder Life journey has crossed paths with many people who are working to address human needs that aren't the same as corporate needs. Their passion isn't fueled by contemporary measures of money or fame, but the fact that we're all citizens of the world. Humans are a uniquely social animal, and we need each other to survive. I tell my young adults who are ego-driven, as adults, we have a civic responsibility to the greater society. We live in a democracy where we have the freedom of choice, an obligation to vote, and a choice to what we choose to wear. Go vote, kids, and be gooder. Follow me on Twitter at GooderGoods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search GooderGoods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/GooderGoods. Choose to be gooder.